Did you know that the Black Business Association of Oregon is here to help Black-owned businesses thrive?
They are now offering grants, access to capital programs, and direct technical assistance for Portland-based businesses.
Applications are open from October 1st to October 31st, so don't wait.
To apply for the grants and learn more about their programming, visit bbaoregon.org. That's bbaoregon.org.
This opportunity was made possible by Prosper Portland.
Yeah, I'm ready. Wait, did MJ say we're calling this again? Oh, right. No, I got it. I know we're live. Welcome to Monday Night Raw, live, in person, live Raw. So, welcome back.
And now it's time for a break. Just kidding.
Welcome back to the show. The show was called News with My Fiance, Raw Live, in person, live Raw with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush, reporting live from the 5-alarm fire that is downtown Portland. Thank you so much for joining us, however late that we joined and we started tonight. We appreciate your support. Be a part of the text, hop in the chat on YouTube, and join the conversation. Bam.
I'll say again that I was going to take responsibility for us being late, but now I fully just blame Ambush.
I thought you were going to go with Kyle.
Well, we've talked about how Kyle's pay is docked, obviously, for not showing up. It's just like a no call, no show, actually.
All right. Fair enough.
However, this one's not on me. I'm just going to say that. Big shout out to our studio sponsors, We Out Here Magazine and Spirited Justice, for providing such a dope space each Monday. See us, we're in a different spot right now. Still their building, still providing for us. Shout out to our production team, Kyle and Jess, for making this show happen each Monday. Again, obviously, Kyle's in trouble. You know, I don't know any other way to say it. And a humongous shout out to Michelle and Ross over there, making sure that we know when the things are and aren't working.
Right.
Big love, hugs, all the things. Before we get started, fiancés, please make sure you like, subscribe, comment, all those things. Hit that bell. Make sure the algorithm can notice us.
Michelle and Ross,
become a member over at Patreon. Patreon.com/newswithmyfiance to support our expanding show.
Right.
You know what? Obviously, we need some.
Before we get started, fiancés, please make sure you like, subscribe,
stable,
comment, all those things.
Hit that
stable
bell.
Internet. Make sure that out
and
notice us. Become a member over at Patreon.
Yes.
So when you become a member, we will be able to buy stable internet.
And buy Kyle.
And then buy Kyle to actually not take his child to doctor appointments.
Buy Kyle.
Stable internet.
Full-time Kyle purchase.
There is an echo, so I don't know what to do with that. Do I just speak? Sorry, I'm a
member.
Today's going to be today.
And then Kyle.
Special shout out to EGC in the chat.
Hey boo. I'm gonna say this. Y'all let us know if it's like not doable. If the stream is like you can't hear us, or there's too much echo, or it's too choppy, let us know, and so that we can
make some.
Shout out to EGC in the chat.
Yeah, Kyle said sounds like someone's playback is on the YouTube.
Okay.
And we don't have any playback playing in here, so I don't know what to do.
Everybody came through Bluetooth. Put a Bluetooth channel down. Yep. Boom.
Okay. Maybe that's better. We're just going to do a little 1, 2, 3. Want to get this quality time popping with y'all? It's already time for us to go to a break, so we're obviously not going to do that.
Right.
And I'll just say, hopefully, we are in a place where you can hear us without a crazy echo. Mm-hmm. So I will just say what we're going to talk about today.
Sweet.
If you have not seen, X's new terms of service are going to allow AI training on user content. And not just that, because they're also changing the way the block works.
Yeah.
And now it doesn't matter if you block someone, they can still see your things. And I'm pretty sure that that's part of the point of blocking someone, so that they cannot see your stuff.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to discussing that. The AI change. I mean, the AI training, because that's just wild. That's just wild.
Memphis police officer pleads guilty to stealing $18,000 in Crime Stopper reward money, which is absolutely beautiful. Just exactly what you're supposed to do as a law and order officer.
I wonder if it's because they don't get paid enough. Anyway.
Maybe they should all sign up for the petition that Elon Musk is doing. Because if you sign up for that petition, he is giving away $1 million. $1 million. To one lucky winner every day until, what, the election, I think? So we're about to have 14 new millionaires just hanging out for signing up. This is illegal, so.
Yeah, completely.
And then Portland woman faces challenges in spousal identity theft case and files lawsuit amid ongoing divorce. Those are our big topics.
Yeah. Those are the main ones.
And I just, you know.
Want to warm it up with the boy?
I do. I mean, things have happened. Today is Monday. Things happen on Mondays.
Right.
And on this Monday, this pretty little October 21st, I woke up. Well, I guess I didn't wake up to the email, but I got an email this morning from the Portland City Auditor.
You personally got one?
I did. They sent it. It's like my mom with a... She sees things on Facebook and she's like, this person sent it to me directly. Yes. Oh my God. And only me.
Yeah.
The city auditor, who has been, you know, working on the is Rene Gonzalez scamming us or not? And they were like, kind of, but like, not, we can't prove it all the way.
Yeah, we don't have sufficient evidence to, it's, there's smoke, but we don't have sufficient evidence to actually locate the fire.
Yeah. Like there is smoke. We don't know where the fire came from and we don't know who started it.
Right.
Now they know.
Yeah. New evidence presented itself in order for them to reopen the case. And now they've come to a determination.
Well, I will just say that if you've missed any of it, the mayoral candidate, Rene Gonzalez, has been fined $2,400 by the city auditor for misusing public funds to edit his Wikipedia page, highlighting his Democratic affiliation. Auditors say Gonzalez used $6,400 in city resources for personal campaign purposes, a violation since his role as city commissioner is nonpartisan. This is Gonzalez's second violation this month, with another fine for omitting required disclaimers on campaign signs. Now, I know that you're wondering, Ambush, what does Renee have to say about this?
Oh, I would love to hear.
What's he thinking?
It's a witch hunt.
He's pushed back strongly against this. He accused the auditor's office of political bias as the election nears. This sounds very, very familiar. He's calling the investigation a political orchestrated attack. He claims the auditor's office has a conflict of interest and says the investigation interferes with his duties as a commissioner. He also defended his public funds during the debate, which we still haven't watched. So I'm just, you know, I just read that he said he had no regret.
Which is awesome. He wants his on January 6th so bad. No one's doing that for you.
You're like, in the wrong city, buddy.
No one's doing that for you. I was talking to Mac of We Out Here magazine.
Indeed.
As we were setting up today. And I said, one of my concerns about all of this is, I think it might actually galvanize support for him because he's following the Trump playbook. They're persecuting me. It's a witch hunt. All of that stuff. And then you'll have other people who will inherit the aggrievedness and be like, me too. You're just like me. I get it.
I too am mad.
About what?
There's also a conflict of interest at my job.
Yes, they're consistently conflicting my interest. And now I'm voting for Renee. I wasn't sure before. I was on the fence. But you know what? They just keep coming after this guy. And it's not like this guy keeps doing things.
Nah.
It's they keep coming after him, which is the same thing we've been seeing happen with Trump this entire time. I mean, his administration was full of so many issues.
Oh, that's a nice way to say that.
Right? That it was just like, okay, maybe, I don't know how we handle it. Like, the list got too long. Like, just as citizens, we got to the point where it was like,
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you had to ignore it. You had to just start ignoring it after a while at some point. It's like, I'm not dealing with this anymore. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Well, I want to make sure that I don't think you're wrong. Mm-hmm. I also don't think those people are swayable. So I think that the people that want Renee as our mayor or mm-hmm. as the city commissioner, I think the people that think he's doing a good job or that he has done anything, materially mm-hmm. changed anything for the better, I don't think that they can necessarily be swayed by the fact that he's a liar. They expect politicians to lie, not like we don't, but there's a level of like, well, what are you going to do? You right. know, and I don't have that. I don't have the, what are you going to do? They're just lying to us. That's a part of the gig. It doesn't have to be like it doesn't have to be. And we don't Ooh. Have to take that. So I'm, I wish that it would matter that when I say he actually obstructed this investigation, he obstructed it completely. And they call that out and they fine him extra for it because he fully obstructed.
Right. So how much extra they fine him extra? I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's not a huge fine. I mean, the thing is, I don't know. I wish that there were more deterrence
right.
for violations of this nature. But like, this is the second one just in this campaign in this week. Like, there's got to be a moment when we're, or not in this week, but within the last few, like a couple of days, basically, because he got the one for doing, not putting the
paid for. You're right. Right.
And it's, so this is a redetermination. They had originally said that he was not, that he didn't do, it was like close, but no cigar kind of thing. He didn't do the campaign finance law breaking that they right. thought. But this redetermination comes after realizing that there's new evidence, and that new evidence was withheld by the Gonzalez campaign and his staff.
You don't say.
Weird, right? Mm. And what was that evidence? It was the attachment in an email that they said didn't exist, but in fact did. And that attachment was basically like, make sure you tell them I'm a Democrat because I'm is a Democrat. Really, it was like, make sure it's said how long he's been a registered Democrat. And the thing is you're over here getting your Wikipedia page edited and hiring consultants to do that. Mm-hmm. And then when confronted about it, you're like, nah, that thing didn't really happen the way you think it did. And then you hide the evidence that in fact it did happen the way you think it did. And the auditor's office was like, oh, well, actually, we haven't seen this kind of obstruction and this kind of pressure from a candidate to staff for over 2 decades. Like, here's Renee's campaign trying to bully people into dropping this entire investigation, trying to get it to just go away. And on top of it, not giving the information that they are required to give. And I could read you this whole letter. I'm not going to. It's pretty great. But I think what matters the most from this kind of thing, one, I wish that from the beginning, there was that information, right? Because what ends up happening is, we've discussed this a million times, people see a headline like, Renee Gonzalez not or cleared of campaign finance, you know, wrongdoing or right. whatever by the city auditor's office. They see that. They don't go back to this story. So redetermination means we relooked at it. We determined that that first determination was wrong. And actually, here's what we're saying and doing now. People aren't going back to that. And when they do, the people that are his supporters are like, guys, really, is this that big of a deal?
That's what it boiled. That's what, so, yeah, yeah. That's where they end up. So is it my even point is, that big of a deal?
I don't think those people are swayable.
No.
It's the same as, you know, like you're voting for Trump if you think that Trump is, if you say out of your mouth, like, I think that guy does great, like you're not going to change your mind.
Right.
Because he, you know, is also known for S-ing or R-wording people. You're not going to change your mind because those things aren't that important to you. I can't say why that's not important to you.
It is interesting that, and I guess, I mean, I'm sitting here like you said, the fine wasn't that much. I don't know what would be a substantial fine, in my opinion.
Right.
But the fact that his obstruction caused additional resources to have to be allocated towards, it's like we're reinvestigating it,
right?
Because you guys hid information in the beginning.
Thank you for saying this.
Right, we did. There would be no need for we could have gotten to this from the jump if you didn't obstruct. And
so
really, that's what you want.
Column,
right,
of him wasting our city resources and, right, our time,
right,
because he's also the same person who calls the police and creates false police reports,
right? So,
and that is resources, to your point, being used for investigations that aren't real,
right? You can't rank this. You can't rank this man.
I mean,
you can't. You honestly, like, if this is someone who has shown you multiple times that they will behave in the most corrupt of manners, we can't rank this person. We cannot. It makes zero sense to do so.
Can I just read this little part of the letter that says, information received after the initial determination gave more context to edit number 3 regarding Gonzalez's political party affiliation. In the initial determination, the auditor's office explained that edit about Gonzalez's political party affiliation could be considered a campaign contribution, but that the evidence the auditor's office had received to date was not sufficient to establish that it was more likely than not a contribution. It's now clear that the auditor's office did not have a complete evidentiary record, despite multiple attempts to get a key document from Gonzalez and his staff, and that the resources spent to secure the edit, in fact, constitute a campaign contribution.
Nasty.
Specifically, since issuing the initial determination, the auditor's office has learned that the email is a marked up version of the Gonzalez Wikipedia page. So it's like you're taking the Wikipedia page and you're saying what you want it to be. And then you're like, oops, I don't even know what that is. We don't have that anymore. The auditor's office expressly asked Gonzalez in writing for the attachment to this specific email. Specifically, the auditor's office asked, please provide all attachments to this email, including the scan referenced. They responded in writing, the scan I refer to is just a visual scan of Wikipedia.
Sir.
This was a false statement. The explanation didn't make sense to the auditor's investigators, and a member asked the staff orally for the scan and any other missing attachments, and they responded that there were no missing attachments to any emails and reiterated the specific statement that Cass had made, that Cass's email, here's a scan, did not refer to something attached, but to a visual scan.
Here, I'm sending you a visual scan.
Psych, it's just over here with me at my desk. This was also a false statement. The auditor's office received the first 2 installments of emails in response to its public records request, September 26th. Among the batch of emails was the March 21st email to White Hat Wiki stating, here's an initial scan of proposed changes that can be made to the existing text. This email had an attachment, contrary to what Gonzalez's staff said. I think that what we really need to get across is that this isn't just a person lying for their own gain. This is a person who is obstructing other programs, has ended programs that were obviously working, that
right,
the data shows is working. for his own agenda, simply for whatever it is that he wants to do or wants to get across, and whatever that is actually harmful to us.
Right.
He's wasting our time and our money and telling us that we need to not waste time and money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want us to waste time and money on the homeless because there's a moral failure there of some sort, but your bitch ass isn't doing any moral failing as you over here lie to us in every single way that you can and obstruct an investigation? Not you, Mr. Law and Order. Not you, Mr. Police, gotta get to the bottom of it.
This is literally do as I say, not as I do behavior.
Fam.
And it's like, as adults, that worked to an extent.
When you were a kid?
When you were a child, right?
But did it?
That's why I said to an extent.
Oh, okay. I mean,
because you still looked at your parents sideways when it was like, but hear you, and I am going to do as you say, because you can take my allowance and you have the power. You're on a particular side of the power dynamic where I can't really buck against you. I know what you're saying is bullshit, but I also can't say the word bullshit to you either as a child in this house. So I'm going to chill. But this is shady as fuck. And I can't say fuck to you either because I am a child. However, I see what you're doing. As an adult, as someone who's running for mayor, you cannot say to me with your actions and just your whole everything, do as I say, not as I do. Sir, absolutely not. I bid you adieu.
I think the other part is that he did all of this to lie. Like, he wanted to not just say he's a Democrat, which being a registered Democrat does not mean that you are doing anything at
right,
all.
Right. Word to Eric Adams.
Like, it means absolutely fuck all.
Yeah.
But you're lying. You're trying to get your affiliations with white supremacist groups and anti-LGBTQ plus right. groups. You're trying to get those things erased. You're trying to whitewash the history that you have. The history that this particular person has is harmful to marginalized communities. And what that means when it comes from a brown face is it's harder for white people to understand what's happening to them. And I mean that in the way of the white folks that are not a part of those marginalized communities. And they're like, oh, this is great. We're going to get a person who, you know, look at Portland diversifying. This person is here to uphold white supremacy. And if you, if that phrase makes you like, react.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that you don't want to hear it, or you're like, not that again, understand that this is the kind of thing that just perpetuates all of the systems that we have in place that are here to oppress us. And our misunderstanding of what diversity is, our misunderstanding, I mean that generally, not of what diversity is and the importance of it and why representation is important. And like, the large misunderstanding that not all skin folk are kinfolk. Like, people don't understand that. So yeah. When they see a brown face or a black face saying some white supremacy talking points, they're like, well, I guess this is actually not bad.
Right, right. Might be some truth to this.
But he's not here for those communities that are actually being oppressed. He is a person who is trying to make enough money and grab enough power so that those things don't apply to him and his family. That's what he's doing. He is not trying to make it so that none of us have to deal with those oppressive systems. He's trying to make sure he doesn't deal with the oppressive system.
Right.
And that he doesn't have to, you know, navigate it in the same way. But a person who doesn't want to navigate it the way that we have to, but only cares about themselves in that instance, has no business in political office. They have no business there. He is not here to actually materially change our lives. He is here to make it. Well, I guess I'll say that.
Yes.
He's here to make it worse.
Yeah. That's the
and change. You can't actually, like, I need any one of the supporters to tell me what it is Renee did that made you go, you're fucking right. More of this. I have to know, because all the things he ran on that one, a bunch of them that he wasn't even going to be responsible for and wouldn't do in the first place. But two, he has not done.
No.
Has he gotten all those people off the street and put them in jail or whatever it is that y'all wanted him to do? Are you not seeing people that are houseless? Are you not seeing any tents anymore? Are you not seeing anybody doing whatever drugs? Whatever your issue was that aligned with us in the first place, not seeing it anymore? Tell me, what's the thing he did? I think he should be mayor. Right. To the fact that he is down to punish poor people, outside of the fact that he's an anti-black person, outside of that, what has he done for you? What makes you say, this is the one that I want? What makes you say, this city deserves to be run by this person? Because at this point, we don't have any, I don't have one bullet point. I don't have one. And I don't hear it from these people. All I hear is, we don't want the same, but then
they allow him.
They want him to do the same.
Now, where my mind went as we're talking about the editing, the Wikipedia page, right? Who are we editing this for? Well, the things that you're mentioning that he wants edited out, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is all the crap that we know. Like, all the stuff has been widely reported here locally. Like, I feel like this is a man who has aspirations.
Oh, of course.
This is a man that wants to be the mayor of Portland as a gateway to maybe being governor.
Sure.
Senator, congressman, something.
Sure.
Work his way on down to DC.
Maybe. Yeah.
He's moving with the, I mean.
I'm just.
I'm trying to make some of what I'm seeing now make sense and frame it in a way of like, origin story. Okay. I see the trajectory. Sure. He can't win. Like, he cannot win. If he wins, we are.
Screw it.
Yeah, we're heading in a direction that's going to be really, really hard. Really, really hard to reverse.
And we're already in a direction that's really hard to reverse. So, like, making it worse with that level of mayor who, you know, this is one thing. But the other thing that he has been doing is obstructing in getting things passed or implementing programs, right?
Yeah.
And in the wake of saying, yeah, I think that maybe we shouldn't work with the county anymore on this homeless issue. I think that we should just, you know, we'll just figure it out or whatever the fuck those three said. In the wake of that, like, that is wasting our fucking time and wasting our money, right? So this is a person who is not doing any of the things they're supposed to do as a city commissioner, let alone he has spent his time trying to make sure that the mayor will get certain powers back that we voted to redistribute.
Right.
And he doesn't want that because he wants to be the mayor and he wants to have that power to be able to do whatever he wants. This is a person who is not fit for office. It's not just like, oh, these one-off things. You're not fit for the job because you're trying to lie and scheme your way into the job. He want that. What is it for? What's the whitewashing of I'm a registered Democrat? I think it's a larger, to your point, larger ambitions.
Yeah.
But it's also helping skew what Democrat and Republican means. If we are going to look at this, he is an incredibly right-wing politician.
Yeah, period.
This isn't just like, oh, I'm in the center. Oh, I'm a moderate. Moderates are not looking to make sure that every single person gets punished. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not talking punish you in the way of you don't get to do that drug today. Like, he's trying to make people go to jail for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
For being poor and for living under the conditions of what living outside means. It really doesn't matter how you got there, and it really doesn't matter if you were doing drugs before, during, or after. We know the conditions that living outside creates a reason, many reasons for people to do drugs, many reasons for people to be in incredibly bad positions, needing to steal or, you know, shoplift or whatever the situation is. And we're spending our money saying we should lock those people up instead of giving them ways of support so they right. don't have to do those things.
Changing the conditions. Right.
Because when you make it just a moral failure, there is no way that a program from the government could help you. Right. That's you. That's on you. You're the one who's deciding to make all these really bad choices. This is a person who cannot be in charge. And when Ted Wheeler recognizes, we shouldn't do this. This is not a good time for you to say, let's cut with the county.
Yeah.
Ted Wheeler, who has done nothing great for us.
He's been a placeholder for Renee. On some real shit, him winning will signal the major donors that they got a horse in a race. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, yeah.
Like this, yeah, this, it's as much as it is about Portland, this is a lot bigger.
Yes.
This is a lot bigger.
And that's where I was trying to go. I think I talked myself out of my point.
No, we ended up in the exact same place.
Yeah. It isn't just for here, and it isn't just to make sure people think he's a Democrat. It is more than that. It is for the groups that don't know who he is, right? What do people do when they're looking at a politician? They look at their Wikipedia page.
Yep.
They may not ever hit the news tab. They may not put the word scandal behind someone's name like I do.
It's my favorite thing to do.
I mean, I'm looking for what do we already know that you have done?
Google
right?
search your name plus scandal. It's my favorite.
This whole I'm just a regular old politician in Portland. Like, yeah, that sounds good. And people are going to believe that if they just look at a Wikipedia page that doesn't mention the affiliation with the Proud Boys or right. Patriot Prayer or his affiliation with Moms for Liberty and all these other groups that are not just trying, like school choice, which is segregation. Like there are so many arms of oppression and white supremacy that we have different names for.
Right.
And when you talk about school choice and taking money out of the public school because it's failing, but you want to do a charter or a, you know, voucher system where you're still taking the money from the public schools and giving it somewhere else with completely different fucking standards. Like, all we have to do is look at how many charter schools are winning the way that they act like it's private school.
Right, right.
The data's not there to support any of the things that they're trying to get. And they count on us not knowing that. They count on us saying things like, you're right, education is really bad right now. My kids should go to a private school and you should pay for it. Mm. He's a detriment to our society. And I don't say that lightly. He is absolutely dangerous because he is that smiling face that certain people feel charmed by.
Mm. But yeah, they feel super comfortable.
They feel comfortable and they have the same kind of, you know, talking point of, well, my business. And I want people to be able to, I don't know, what are the, you know, like downtown needs to be thriving again. Downtown can't thrive if you are going to leave people to die on the streets of it. Downtown can't thrive if you're going to just lock all those people up and then they come right back.
If you locked up.
The jail is downtown.
If you locked up everyone downtown, what's the next step in order to get it to thrive? What are the next step? Okay, so phase one, lock everybody up. Phase two, put the elk back. All right?
Well, we've got to do that.
Yeah. Then what's the next phase? Is it whatever that third thing is, whatever it's going to take to revitalize downtown, you literally could just be doing that.
Tax breaks, you know,
to get the businesses back in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Tax breaks to get the businesses back downtown. And then we're cleaning up graffiti.
Yeah. And we got to spend money on that too.
Okay.
We're already doing that though. Thank you, Renee, for spending money on that. Because that's really important.
You know how you revitalize.
And then also using graffiti as your campaign. What?
You know how you revitalize downtown? you come the fuck downtown. That's it. There's a bunch of people that do not come downtown, that do not cross the bridge, that do not come down from the hills, that hop on every social media site they can find.
It's just not the same down there.
To say how bad it is downtown. That's why I haven't been down there, because it's so terrible. Okay, you're the least reliable source.
The least reliable source. These are the people that are saying downtown is dead are the people that do not ever go to downtown.
Right.
And the people who the time you do go is like the Christmas tree lighting.
Now,
you know what I mean? And right. It's like you do this one thing downtown. You don't do anything. You go to Nordstrom.
Right. And for those that maybe used to come downtown and the businesses they used to come downtown for no longer exist. Okay. Okay. All right. I'll give you that. But if they're still holding huge concerts in Pioneer Square.
Bruh.
Like, bruh.
They're doing a lot downtown.
They're doing it. They're doing tons downtown. They're doing tons downtown. They just picked up cats. The cat sculptures. They just, the Coraline cat sculptures. You remember seeing those?
Yeah.
I thought that was me and you downtown. It was me and Kaylin. It was me and Kaylin down. Because we're downtown.
Because you go downtown.
Because we go downtown.
Downtown.
Right. I was like, no, there's a song that goes with that. All right. Yeah.
We can move on. Just say that, like we started, don't rank Renee. You don't have any reason to.
If you're confused.
You don't have to write names just because there are slots.
Right. Right.
You know,
right.
Like you don't have to fill them all. That's not what choice voting is about. And this is our time to really not say no to Renee Gonzalez, but to say no to those policies and that thing. We are in a position where people think that this is some progressive haven, which it has never been and certainly is not now. And progressive policies have not gotten us to the point that we're in. People that obstruct those policies, people that obstruct the things that we have voted for and that we know will change everything for the better,
yeah.
Those are the people that are the problem, not the actual policies. It is not funding them or underfunding them or removing them completely or never letting them get off the ground and then saying, see, didn't work. That's the issue. And he is the apex predator of that. Like, he's literally doing that at all times here.
I hate that you refer to him as the apex predator.
Sorry.
I have so much respect and adoration for apex predators. Yeah,
sorry.
I stumbled over my words.
Yeah, he's just the...
But you're right.
He's a really good one
He's a Joker dragon. He's terrible. He's terrible. I started laughing a little bit earlier because the chat's lit.
Yeah.
Michelle was like, when I was going through the steps, what's the next step? She was like, next step, profit.
yeah.
But then AJ said, I'm anti-jail, but Renee should go to jail. He's a menace. And it's true.
He is a menace.
Close on that. He's a menace.
He's a menace.
He's a clearly identified menace. Yeah.
But in his menacery, he is that a word? He is incredibly dangerous. And we just can't continue to deal with
it. Yeah, we got to take this thing seriously.
Yeah.
We got to take it seriously.
Done bun.
Who? Yeah. I want to jump into this AI story. I just saw Nicolas Cage. I don't know what award he was receiving, what platform he was on, but when he got to the podium, he took some time to address young actors, up and coming actors. And he said, you have got to look at your contracts. You have got to get ahead of this AI situation because they are trying to steal your instrument. And a lot of people have left Twitter.
Yes.
Right? They've gone to Blue Sky. They've gone to Spill. They've gone to a bunch of different places for really good reasons. I remain on Twitter because I was never really that active before. I feel like I'm more active now. And there's just so much crap on there that's just like really hilarious. Black Twitter is still doing what it does. And I'm fortunate that I don't come across like too much of the craziness that Elon has unleashed outside of the FBA ADOS guys, but they've been there before. The people that are gravitating towards it, you know, those with the Truth Social accounts as well. But I think this new thing, this new situation, you kind of have to leave Twitter. You kind of have to leave Twitter. And this takes effect in November.
Which is like tomorrow. Shall we?
Yeah. I'll jump right in.
Handle the scandal.
So X, formerly known as Twitter, has unveiled its latest terms of service, set to take effect on November 15th, sparking concerns among users about data privacy. The new terms explicitly state that by continuing to use the platform, users agree to let X utilize their content for training its machine learning and artificial intelligence models, including generative AI. According to the updated terms, X can analyze any content users post, submit, or display on the platform. By submitting, posting, or displaying content on or through the service, you grant us a worldwide, non-exclusive, royalty-free license. I'm going to pause here. Adobe said something similar. And I remember freezing like,
absolutely not.
Are you trying to push people to Canva? I don't understand what like we're going to find on the service. I have. Also, you know, I'm okay with Photoshop. You're better than me in Photoshop. Alex, everyone in Photoshop.
Yep, absolutely.
So when I need something really dope done, I go to Alex. I fear for Alex when it comes to Photoshop's terms, not mine. I'm not creating anything that's blowing anybody out of the box. I do a couple of t-shirts and some flyers, you know, but to be able to say anything that you post on X, we get to run with.
To the point of Adobe, like, I don't care if you only make a few things and I don't care if you don't think that you're good at it. It's yours.
True.
And the point of these services was that you get to use the service, not the service gets to use you, that the service gets to use you. And I mean, really, like that, you are colonizing the intellectual property of people and acting as if that's just like technology, like that's just what needs to happen. This doesn't need to happen. They don't need to have our things. They don't need to be able to train their AI on our already existing stuff. They don't need to be able to find out like Adobe is not going to learn new dogs from the dog that you know what I'm saying? Like this is their inability to actually create. And that's a problem because these are places continuously tell us that without them, there wouldn't be jobs. And without them, we wouldn't have any of these tools. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do anything. Well, without us, what can they do? Without our intellectual property, what can they do? Without the things that we're creating, what can they fucking do?
That's the thing. Why are you changing your profit model? You sell tools for creators. Adobe, you sell tools for creators. You're head above the rest with it. Why are you now trying to change and alter your profit model? It's the same thing we saw. Well, that was identified. I forgot what documentary or whatever it is we were watching. We were talking about how the streaming services, how they just started changing things up.
Yeah.
You know, these cable networks changing their profit model to streaming services. And now the streaming services are turning into TV networks where we got it's like,
This doesn't work, bro.
It's just.
And that's it. Sit right there. Stay right there. Put the pin in it. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Why are they changing their profit models? A, they can. B, they want to. C, they're greedy as fuck.
What do y'all well-read people call this late stage capitalism?
Indeed.
All right. I want to know what stage comes after that because I think that's where death. The fuck we are. Okay. Death stage.
I mean, capitalism. Death to the empire, yeah. You know? Like the thing is that it makes sense for profit models to evolve when they need to. Mm. Adobe was already a subscription service or Photoshop was a subscription service before we were used to doing subscription services.
Which I had an issue with. I like to own my things. I have purchased Adobe licensed once I finally got around to purchasing Adobe. Because we all know what CS4 was popping for.
I was about to say that all the way.
Ah, yeah. Everybody pay all that money for that crap.
Right.
But then at some point, you know, they get the patches not working. And it's just like, you know what? All right, fine. I'll buy it.
And then I buy it. And then they say, actually.
Because the crazy part is they made the subscription an option for students initially.
As a thing that you could, to save money for students.
To save money. It's like, hey, you guys don't need to buy it. Let's just subscribe. And I'm like,
just subscribe to the things that you need.
And I remember talking to students being like, man, I mean, if that works for y'all, cool. I have to, I got to own it. But I understand how that works for y'all. That's dope. And then it was like Creative Cloud. I was like, you son of a bitch.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
There's no reason that we have to do any of that.
No.
I also don't use that Creative Cloud. Like.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
Every time it's like, how do you want to do this?
You want to save it on your computer or put it in the cloud?
Get out of my business. Give me the checkbox that says, stop asking me this. I want it to go to my computer. I don't want it to go to your cloud.
I want it to go to my computer so that I can then drag it to an external and I know where it is.
Right.
All right. So this provision has raised alarms among artists, writers, and other creators who fear their work might be used to train AI systems that could eventually replace human creators. Some users have already begun deleting photographs and posts to safeguard their privacy. Another notable change in X's updated terms is the legal clause that directs all disputes to be settled in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas, or state courts in Tarrant County, Texas.
Huh?
This new stipulation could complicate legal recourse for users, as Tarrant County is over 100 miles away from X's headquarters near Austin. Critics argue that this move may favor the company by steering disputes to a more conservative leaning jurisdiction.
Yeah, that's not an it may favor. You have literally, if they have outlined the county and the state that they want all of their lawsuits to be in, baby, they have judges. That's not just like, yeah. I think they'll be a little bit nicer to us. Nah, you know what you're doing. You know who you're sending these lawsuits to.
Right.
This is you sending the kids to that one lady's courtroom because she's going to send those kids to jail.
Right.
Like, you know what's happening here because you've set it up. I'm not going to, there is no, oh, I wonder if they'll be nice. You don't choose a place in Texas 100 miles away from your headquarters if you don't know that it's going to do you right.
Bruh.
You know what I'm saying?
Bruh. Legal experts and industry insiders warn that X's latest move signals a shift towards greater control over user data. Alex Fink, CEO of AI-based news platform Otherweb, told CNN that while broad licensing is typical for social media platforms, X's new terms remove any ambiguity about how it plans to use user content, making it more explicit than its competitors. The new terms also blur the lines between public and private accounts. Previously, private posts were excluded from data used to train AI models like Grok. But the recent update does not differentiate between types of accounts. Users are left wondering if privacy settings will still offer any protection against their content being leveraged for AI development. Users should not be left wondering. Do not wonder. Wonder not.
Oh, okay. So that's why the block thing then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, catch that real time. Like, like as you were reading, I'm like, wait. So that's why you change the way that block works, because if it were previously private,
right,
and they couldn't see or train off of anything on your timeline, your page,
right,
making it public to all means we get all of it.
Yeah. If there was an opt-out, would you trust it?
Wowie, I don't trust anything coming from that company.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't trust anything coming from that.
That's what I'm saying. So that
needs
for me,
to be an opt-in. Like, you need to opt in to say you can take all of my stuff.
Yeah.
It making that an opt-out, number one, that's already like some real questionable shit to do.
Right.
And those kind of things where you are, I mean, there's a lot of meetings about opt-in or opt-out. Right. There's a lot of meetings in different industries about that very specifically, because it's a marketing tactic.
Right.
It's definitely a tool to be able to say, you gotta tell me you don't want this. Otherwise, I get to send it all to you. If you are saying, I get all of your data, I get access to this and I can own it. People need to opt into that,
right?
Not opt out of it.
Right.
And that is, we cannot get to the point where that's baseline, where they can just take all your stuff and you got to be like, oh, no, never mind. You got not click that box that you can't find.
Right.
Because they're not making it easy. This is, I mean, wow. Wow.
Yeah. What's that guy's name that's trying to buy X
from Mark Shark Cuban? Tank?
Mark, get on the job, bro. Mark, just buy it. Just buy it.
I mean,
please, quick, fast.
Not that simple. And again, I say, this isn't just a little fun side project for Elon. This is a global disinformation and misinformation tool at this point. I am happy that Mark Cuban sees it for what it is and is like, oh, someone should stop that thing.
Right.
I don't think that the fix is just another billionaire buying it, but I think that we need to be recognizing, as the people that are using this, the people that's data is getting stolen, like the people that make any of these social media platforms what they are, we are the ones who have to say, absolutely not. Never mind. We're not doing this anymore. And let that turn into Parler or True Social or whatever it is that he's looking for it to end up being. I mean,
right.
Let it be the echo chamber, and we got to get the fuck up out of there. Because honestly, as many hilarious things that come from that hell site, none of it's good enough. None of it is worth it for this to continue to happen. And what Elon is doing and how detrimental it is to the globe, not just us, but to everybody.
Right.
This is a humongous project that he is able to make it look like he doesn't even care about the thing. This is so much bigger than just another person buying it. This has turned into you don't just get to like buy it, rebrand it, and then it's back to being cool Twitter again. This has turned into a massive disinformation campaign or tool platform.
So what you're saying is the system isn't broken.
It's working as intended.
It's working as intended.
1,000%.
He has transformed what was Twitter into what is X.
Yes.
And everything is going just fine.
It's going exactly how he wanted it to.
Right.
Yeah. And now we're rolling out these things. Now it's going to be, now we get all your data, and now we also get to take all your pictures or whatever it is, and we get to train our AI on you. These, remember that this is a person, the person who bought Twitter, X, whatever. This is a person who, there are people right now sucking his dick to tell him that he's a genius and that he's an inventor and that he's a person who, without him, what would this world be? What has he done but steal from other people? What has he done than get lucky in being investing in a certain thing?
Right.
What has he done besides fucking profit his apartheid dollars? Like, what are we talking about? This is not an inventor. This is not a person who creates things. This is not a person who even understands the science in which he says that he does. Like,
right.
He's a fraud. And it's okay that you have been completely, you know,
bamboozled
by a fraud. That's what happens. But at some point you got to recognize it. Just like a lot of people recognize that Trump was frauding them out. Like, the grift is real. It's very easy to spot. He hasn't done any of the things that he's hailed for. I live in Portland. I am from Portland. My entire life, I have heard that this place is a progressive haven.
Right.
It is not. So with that in mind, I am able to spot a thing real quick, like, oh, no, that's not the thing. That's actually happening right now.
Right.
And when you're able to see those things, just continue to apply them across the board. Elon Musk has done nothing to show you that he's a genius. He's an exploiter. And that does not, those are not the same. Having a lot of money does not mean that you are bringing anything of value to the rest of the world. He is actually taking something incredibly valuable with Twitter that was the way that journalists actually got news out quickly, received news quickly, has turned it into a thing where you don't know who to trust, when to say anything. So a blue check mark means nothing now. Everybody can have one, which means everybody can pretend as if they are an expert in a thing. All of these technologies, and this is the thing that pisses me off beyond belief. All these things that change in the tech sector that then is like, look at this amazing thing that we did, and we changed the way that you received information, or with streaming services, we changed the way that you watch TV. And then you're just going to go back. You're going to try and I paid for the Netflix, so I don't have the ads, right? I paid for this thing. I cut cable. I'm paying for these streaming services so I don't have to pay for cable, which gives me a whole bunch of things that I don't want. Mm-hmm. That is just a bunch of ads all the time. And now you are trying, because all these networks had to get into the game. Now everybody has a streaming service and everybody is throwing ads on their things. And you want me to pay specifically for these services plus have ads. You want me to spend more money to not have ads. Fuck you very much. Like, you don't get to just keep changing the way that it goes and then go back to the thing that we just got away from. Same thing with it. Fuck all those streaming services that give you one episode at a time. Bitch, I'm not watching NBC. What do you mean? You cannot absolutely, you changed my brain. Now I want to binge this show. Right. I don't want to have to wait.
Right. That was the awesome thing about Netflix.
I don't want to have to wait. Now y'all want to be like, oh, here's this one and here's... fucking what?
We'll tease it out. Oh, no, never mind. We'll drop the first three episodes for you.
Like, for what?
From is driving y'all are us not crazy.
From is what?
From is driving us crazy right now.
A thousand. Shows. I mean, seriously.
If you're not watching
Literally
From...
losing my mind.
Please start watching From. Both of my brothers are now watching it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Bank jumped in. We had... Femi hit him and was like, yo, you have to start. He's like,
what is wrong with
you? He's like, I'm on season one.
Bank is always trying to, like, be the holdout.
Yeah, he's like, I'm on season one, episode four. I'm in.
Well, no. I mean,
yep, yeah.
It is something that it makes me beyond mad. But you change the way that we do these things. And then you're going back to a way that we no longer, you showed us we didn't need to do that anymore.
I'm going to ask you something.
Real quick, I just have to say, y'all don't even tell us what ratings or whatever. Like, we don't know who watched what. What is the point of streaming services doing a show that they have created and they have all of the shows done, they're edited, they're ready to go? What is the point?
That's the worst part.
A weekly
Like you
thing?
Said, with the ratings situation, right? They can gauge how many people are viewing and tuning in and all of that stuff. But then you're watching these large production companies make decisions based on feedback from Twitter.
From
worst possible place to get feedback. You're deciding we're going to cancel
the show. I'd
rather
they be looking on Reddit.
Right.
You know, go to Reddit.
So as I'm thinking about, you know, Elon, you know, before we pivot something else. There was a part of me for a split second that saw kind of like the parallel between him and Puff. In the way that for decades, there was no part of me that ever Puff was a tough guy or could be doing any of the things to the degree that he has been doing them, especially the intimidation. It's always like, he's probably got a guy next to him that does the intimidation. Right. He's probably got a guy in the crew, but he's not that dude.
He's
not the one. I'm sitting here.
Boy, were you wrong.
Watching, right? Watching this goofy, awkward thief of a billionaire succeed over and over and over again while coming out on stages, still being this goofy, awkward thief of a billionaire. And dagnabbit, I feel like I've been had.
In which regard?
This motherfucker is the winner. And without the good riddles.
Wait, what? I refuse to give
him. Everything that you said about him is 100% accurate, right? Like, all of it.
Yeah. I tell no Elon lies.
I tell no Elon lies. What did I say? Tell me no lies. What did Kendrick say?
Don't lie on me, and I won't so tell truth about you.
Yeah. I mean, Elon is winning. And he is changing. He's making huge changes. Huge fucking changes that are going to affect society moving forward in exponential ways. And then you still come out on stage and the way the media covers you, we're laughing. We're laughing like we're winning. We're laughing like we don't realize he is bleeding us right now. Like he is like,
oh yeah, no, he definitely is. I mean,
there's literally nothing to laugh at. I don't care how weird he looks when he jumps. I like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, there's none of this shit is funny.
I was going to say, being goofy and awkward is fine as long as you aren't, like, then exploiting people and stealing the resources of the land.
Right. Like, here you are being goofy and awkward and you're hosting SNL. Why? Why?
Because, like, we are a really fucking unserious people in this country. We are so unserious. The when Trump was president or when he was running and SNL had him on and was like, for what are you doing?
Yep.
There's so many of those examples of just like, ah, fuck it. We just, y'all ain't even here for a little bit of seriousness.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
No.
I don't know how much, you know, we don't have that much more time, but
wait.
I do want to just mention that $1 million petition.
We definitely should. Oh, okay. AJ said, put Elon and Renee Sell ASAP.
Together forever.
Lock them both up.
They'll be so cute together.
You said you wanted to do, what was it? The million dollar thing
with Elon. I'm not trying to stay on him, but I think that this is important.
I think before we do that, we should talk a little bit and make sure our listeners are aware of the great and amazing work that our sponsor, BBAO, has been up to.
I think
we should.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. If you don't know, the Black Business Association of Oregon is currently offering inventory, technology, and emergency grants.
Inventory, technology, and emergency grants. That's like everything you could need.
That's all the stuff.
Access to tax preparation, business credit programs, and direct technical assistance for Black-owned or majority-owned businesses based right here in Portland.
To apply, you just visit the BBAO website at bbaoregon.org to view the requirements and submit.
Do you need any of these services? Huh?
Yes, probably.
Do you need all of these services? Yes, probably. It's your time. Make sure you're hopping on this and act now. Applications open on the 1st and they close on the 31st. And if I am correct, that's 10 days from now.
10 days.
I am correct. I checked my watch. You're 10 days out.
10 days away. So visit bbaoregon.org for more information, like not now, but right now.
Right. Right when we're done. Go follow them at BBA Oregon on all socials. Stay up to date with the announcements.
And this grant cycle was made possible through Prosper Portland.
Also, find a link to the application, to the grant application, in our bio on Instagram. It's embedded. It's right there on the link tree. And we just posted a new ad with all this information. So hop in there.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
At News with My Fiance on Instagram.
Yeah.
So just to add to a little and put our bow on Elon for the day, his latest move is to attract voters in King's swing states. has come under intense legal scrutiny, with election law experts warning that this could be illegal. I don't know how there's even conversation about is it or not. Over the weekend, experts argued that Musk's plan to offer $1 million daily to one registered voter who signs his petition in favor of free speech and the right to bear arms may violate federal laws against vote buying. I mean, it's literally vote buying. Is it not? You have to be a registered voter to enter this
petition. Mm-hmm. You think you'll pay out?
I don't care. I don't care.
I mean, 14 million is nothing to him, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care if he pays it out. He's an open supporter of Republican nominee Donald Trump, and announced that the petition is managed by the super PAC that he founded and is the only funder. The petition, however, is limited to registered voters in battleground states like Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, and North Carolina. That also raises concerns about the legality. Rick Hassan, a news professor at UCLA, pointed out that Musk's strategy could constitute, quote, clearly illegal vote buying. He cited 52 U.S.C. 10307C, which states that paying or offering to pay individuals for registering to vote or voting is illegal and carries penalties of up to $10,000 in fines or 5 years in prison. I'd like to hear if there's anyone who thinks that it is not a clear case of violation, he wrote. The petition also offers $47 to those who refer other registered voters to sign, adding another layer to that controversy. Legal experts say that limiting such giveaways to registered voters might cross the line into bribery. Quote, when you start limiting prizes or giveaways to only registered voters or only people who have voted, that's where the bribery concerns arise. Musk's announcement was made at a town hall event in Pennsylvania on Saturday, where he introduced the $1 million daily prize. According to NBC, he awarded the first check to an unsuspecting man from the audience.
Wow.
Who was met with loud cheers. The only thing we ask for the $1 million is that you be a spokesperson for the petition, Musk told the crowd.
Holy crap.
Following the event, Democratic Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro expressed concern, suggesting that Musk's initiative might require investigation. I'm so tired of the mites and the maybe we should look into this.
It's the mites and the alleged that it just irked the fuck out of me.
This is the thing. This isn't as complicated as it sounds. This is vote buying. You don't get to do that. It doesn't matter if you are a billionaire or not.
Right.
This is a vote buying on the level of so public that that's where it's like, there's no way that they're going to fucking let you do that. They might, though. I mean, here we are talking about it in maybes and will they or won't they's.
Right.
But
right.
This isn't the lobbyists or the person behind the, you know, scenes whipping up votes for the fucked up thing. This is a dude saying, I created a pack, which packs are only created because you are not supposed to be able to give that much money as one person to another person. It's paying. You're not supposed to be able to do that. So now we are going to make packs that allow you to donate to that. And then we can give whoever our candidate is too much fucking money. It's still buying votes. It's still doing the things.
Right.
But this very specifically is like, even with sweepstakes, that's why you see no purchase necessary.
Right. Right.
Because it's illegal to make you are bribing people.
Right.
You cannot say in order to get this big thing, you got to do this thing. If this is supposed to be a giveaway, there are people who were arrested in Atlanta, or I'll say Georgia, for giving water to people in line waiting to vote, saying that that was bribery. Giving people rides to the polls, bribery. This person offers $1 million to sign a petition And in order to sign that petition, you have to be a registered voter, which means that people are going to register to vote that weren't before. And we got question marks? I don't have any fucking question marks. I don't believe in jail either. Jail, under the jail, whatever the fuck you got to do to that dude. At some point, we have to be serious about not giving any of these people any play. Make him be the weird billionaire on the land in way deep in Pensatucky. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get to just be out here. You don't get to be the one on TV all the time talking about shit. You need to be a pariah. Like the, what are those? The opioid people. What's that family?
Oh, the Purdue.
Yeah. You got to be one of them.
The Sacklers.
Sacklers. You got to be you don't get to just be out here getting introduced by Dave Chappelle. Fuck Dave Chappelle too. But the point is that you don't get to do cool shit when you are a person who is harmful to millions of people, billions, counting the rest of the world that he is ruining.
I'm quite curious.
There's no reason that we should even ever hear from this dude.
I'm quite curious as to how many of my peoples back home in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania have entered this.
Oh, just like for fun? Or?
It's $1 million to sign the petition. I'm curious, like how many of the homies was like, they look both ways and like,
I mean, I hope they did. You know, I guess I would just say that who the fuck knows what else they're about to do with the data that comes from that. And I wish that I could ever like what?
No, like there it is.
Yeah. You're getting all these other people that you assume, you're assuming that there are people that weren't registered to vote. That's why you do a sweepstakes like this. You're trying to get people to register, right? They know that Republicans will sit out. And that they don't show up in the same way. They know when they do show up, they have a better chance, right? And I'm losing all my words because I'm so frustrated with the fact that this is, I don't know, Trump has been running for president for like 18 years now. And this guy is like doing his level best to make sure that he becomes the president again so that he can keep more of his money. And we're watching him spend so much money just so he could keep his money, just to keep it away from everybody else, just to hoard it. And that's some wild shit. That's really honestly evil. I don't know the Riddler's origin story or how evil that villain is.
Oh, Edward.
But he also looks clever, and I feel like that's not Elon.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's the comparison is right because I don't like.
No, it's definitely giving Elon more credit than he's due.
So that's I guess that's
where Miller is much more fine for a much more complex character, especially when Jesus. He becomes Hush. Oh my gosh. When he becomes Hush, it's so good. And I think it's going to be in the next installment of the Batman films with, what's the young guy's name?
Yeah.
From,
Yep. I don't know. Yeah. The young Irishman. Is he from Ireland?
Matt Reeves is Batman. I think the next installment's I'm sorry. We already had the Riddler, but maybe he'll turn into Hush. That's what I meant to say. Because the Riddler's in the first one. Yeah. Oh, so yeah. This was a heavy Elon episode.
Oops.
I feel good though, because the stories we didn't get to, especially this Memphis cop thing, we get to do that on Thursday. That is insane. That is so wild. Stealing from the tip John. The Crime Stopper show. I cannot wait for that.
I just absolutely love me a story of the LEOs doing the criminal activity. You know, like that's just the law enforcement just being criminals.
Oh, those. LEOs. All right. Took me a little while to catch that. I didn't know if it was a West Coast thing.
No, there's people that don't want to say, I'm a cop. And they're like, as a LEO.
Terrible.
And I'm like, cop.
Cop.
Fuck off. Sorry.
You got anything coming up outside of Thursday's show? We did just get confirmed for My People's Market. Was that November 23rd and 24th?
I think so. I think those are the...
Remember some dates.
We will be at the winter market.
Yes. Yes.
Hosting, telling y'all to spend some money with local vendors. Come on through.
Yeah. My People's Market is always dope. It's always a great time.
Love it there.
It's like family now with the vendors.
1,000%.
Vendors and the staff. Really looking forward to that.
I feel bad because I don't know how to pronounce this young man's name. But Barry Kogan? Kogan? I don't know how to pronounce
it. Well, he's the Joker. Yeah. Barry Kogan?
Oh, it's the other guy. Yeah. It's the from Little Miss Sunshine, who's the Riddler.
He's from Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah. Right?
I thought he was in the teen movies with the werewolves and the vampires. What's that thing called? Twilight. Some Twilight.
No, that's the Batman. Is from
Yeah. That's what I was talking about. Oh, you're talking about the guy that plays the Riddler.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't remember what he is from Little Miss Sunshine.
I know. I don't know his name, but I know my introduction to him was Little Miss Sunshine.
And you guys thought she didn't know comics.
I think they'd be right. Oh, man, I totally forgot. That guy is the Joker.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
No wonder you look confused when I said it was an Irish dude.
That was like, is
I'd just be out here lying, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're out here lying.
You got to be done now.
Yeah, yeah.
One of these days, we'll figure out if late, how we keep going longer, but it won't be tonight. So.
But we will get, we will get this up, like, tomorrow.
Quick, fast, so that you don't get a choppy.
Yeah, yeah. Version. Be able to enjoy this. There was a lot of antics here. It's good times.
This was another News with My Fiance Monday Night Raw live in person live raw in the books.
Yes.
Thank you for spending this quality time with us.
Oh, this episode was made possible by in studio crew.
Jess. Thank you.
And remote crew, Kyle of Residual Audio, Rawsome, and Michelle Funk.
Yes.
We want to thank our studio sponsors, We Out Here Magazine and Spirit of Justice, for hosting us each Monday. We are now currently, if it looks a little different, we are now currently inside We Out Here Magazine and Spirit of Justice's space.
Indeed.
Super shout out to them. The space is amazing. They have some really plans for this space for the community. There's going to be a wellness room over here, the production room over there. If you have podcast requests, you want to, you got a podcast bug that you want to scratch, you got a studio over here, there's a couple of things happening here. Really, really dope. I don't know exactly where to send you right now to find out all that information, but I'll make sure I get it to you. Yeah. But yes.
Stay engaged with us all week. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram. At News with My Fiance. Follow Ambush at Scambezy, SKAMBEZY. Mm-hmm. And follow me at Portland Morgan. Become a member and sock it to our pockets, y'all, at patreon.com/newswithmyfiance. And while you're at it, tell your friends. Tell everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Big extra large reggae horn for our fiancés putting in that work. And putting their money where their mouth is over on Patreon. Mm-hmm. Shout out. We are at 87 subscribers.
On
YouTube. Thank you. I feel like by the end of November, we can hit 103. I feel like that can happen. Why 103, you ask?
I do ask.
I have no reason.
Wonderful. That's been fun.
Yes. But I feel like goal. Did I say end of November? I meant the end of October, 103.
Yeah, it felt weird.
And now it makes sense why I said that. Hmm. 103 has a number 13 in it, which is the unlucky number.
Thank you.
Also, reverse that.
Bye.
31, Halloween, spooky season, boom. It all makes sense. October, let's go. But you know the deal. Don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people.
None of us are free until we're all free.
Oh, I like these. I like this ad you got in there. No war, but class war?
Yeah.
Go hard on the systems and not on people. Okay, this is good stuff.
Well, you're reading things that are potentials, not for the show yet. But again.
Catch you guys Thursday morning.
Bye.
7:30.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. And you can catch this show streaming live on YouTube every Monday night from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And our podcast episodes are available everywhere you listen to podcasts except Spotify.